Intersection Moments with Barry Bussey.
In 1927, Justice Wendell Holmes of the U.S. Supreme Court said, quote, "It is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. Three generations of imbeciles are enough." End quote. Now, we grimace at Justice Holmes' words supporting eugenics, the idea of increasing the health of society's genetics by getting rid of the weak and disabled. However, in his day, it was progressive, the right thing to do. Moral perspectives ebb and flow due to changing societal circumstances. That raises the question, what legal norms in our age will future generations despise? For example, could our thinking on medical assistance in dying be challenged in the future? Already, questions are being raised in those jurisdictions that have applied medical assistance in death for some time. We cannot but be sympathetic to those who are facing terrible suffering and want to die a peaceful death. It is not something that we can be flippant about. It's serious business. But just as serious is the conscience of those physicians and religious hospitals who, while sympathetic and caring to those in end-of-life circumstances, do not, in fact cannot, break a sacred principle of intentionally causing death. Now, there are some who refuse toleration toward the conscientious objectors of such physicians and hospitals. But if we can learn anything from history, it is that we simply do not know where future circumstances may take us. That should give us pause to consider the long term of our current decisions. How we treat the dying and how we treat the caregivers both need our sympathetic ear.
You have been listening to Intersection Moments. Learn more at lawandreligion.org.